Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization and your survival, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I had to remind you that most of the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And we're going to be talking about the truly exciting things that are happening from the financial point of view throughout the world today. Now, most people look and see what's going on, and they think that there are financial rules, and certainly that these things are all happening by accident. And I would like to suggest that everything you're seeing is contrived, because there's a very small group of people who rule the world. Basically, of course, you can look and see who is in positions of, in charge, and you find almost always the chairman of the Federal Reserve System comes from the membership roles, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, Trilateral Commission, certainly prior to Ben Bernanke, four of the five chairmen of the Federal Reserve System came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. Not only that, but these are the people who rule the world. We have a World Bank, and certainly between the year 1977 and the year 2008, we had eight chairmen of the World Bank. Six of them came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. During that time period, eight of the ten chairmen of the World Trade Commission came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. Seven of the 12 secretaries of state, nine of the 12 secretaries of defense, and every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. Do you honestly think that simply happened by accident? And of course it didn't. These are the people who rule the world. Over in Europe today, we see lots of problems there. And of course, you remember that the immediate past premier, the former premier of Greece, a man named Papademos, just happened to come from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. Mario Monti, the current premier of Italy, comes from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. The head of the European Central Bank comes from the Bilderbergers or related to the Bilderbergers. They're all tied in together, this little group of people who rule the world and are moving us towards financial chaos. What's this all about? Well, it's about something called creative destruction. If you want to create a new global society, you have to destroy the old one, and that's what they're going to do. Creative destruction means that the people who are dedicated to globalism, one world government, are going to destroy the existing civilization, and do you know a better way than to destroy the economic system and impoverish the vast majority of the people? Well, with us is Melody Cederstrom, and Melody, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, basically, these have been a couple of exciting days. Last week or so, as far as gold and silver, I haven't seen anything like this in 6 months. What did we get your view of what's going on?
Well, it certainly is exciting, and of course, they'll tag the increases to the Fed minutes that were released yesterday and about the continuation of QE3 if the markets need it. But we've been telling everybody, and everybody really knows for since QE2 ended that there was going to be a QE3. So, again, I think it's just something, it's showing us exactly where we're headed. And, of course, we've seen the price of gold and silver. Even though gold and silver had hit a fresh four-month high, the U.S. dollar and the index hit a four-month low. So it's interesting to see the correlation between the two. But I think we've seen some nice turnaround. It's very exciting to see gold and silver perform. Of course, they're just recapturing prices where they've been at, but it's nice to see silver back up over $30.
Okay, well, hang on. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Melody, you go right ahead. Certainly, it's great to see silver up over $30, and certainly, actually, that's almost a $3 increase in the price of silver. This is within a couple of weeks. I mean, that's a lot, an amazing increase. That's a 10% increase in just a couple of weeks. And certainly, the move in gold has been at least, what, $60 or more? And I guess more, closer to $80 here in the last week or so. Have you had much of a response? You know, usually when people should be buying gold and silver, when the price is down, they sort of ignore it. And then when things start to run, why, everybody wants to get on board. What are has been your impression and your experience?
I bought a couple of boxes of Silver Eagles today from my buyer, and he says, well, they're going to be, they won't be able to be shipped from about a week from Monday. I said, oh, I said, is inventory tight? He says, no, he says, you know, it was just really slow. Nobody was buying. Silver goes up $2. And, of course, everybody comes in. He says, I just wasn't prepared for it. So because we really weren't expecting to see these types of quick increases like we've seen. Actually, until probably after the Labor Day, we thought we might see some increases in the gold and silver. So you're absolutely right. People, when prices are low, they don't do the buying that they should. They wait until they have some kind of market reaction. I guess it's just human nature. And, of course, now we're seeing prices rise, and, of course, activity has heightened with buyers. So, and I expect we'll see that as gold goes higher. What concerns me, though, is as we see gold rise to $1,600, $1,700, and when we go higher, people have a tendency to shy away because of the higher prices. And that's the worst thing that they can do. Even when gold was at $1,900, it was still a good buy because we know what's going to happen to our currency. It's just a matter of time until things do fall apart. And there's predictions, and I believe we'll see gold easily reach 3,000. There's predictions of 5,000. And there's also arguments for prices a lot higher than that, from 12,000 to 30,000. So, you know, when you look and all things are relative, and we see silver prices, they could go 75, 100, 125. And, of course, there's even projections for higher prices for silver than those. So at these levels, even at $50 silver, $1,900 gold, they're buys.
I agree with you, Melody. The thing is, it's so hard for people, you know, to buy when the price is up. And, of course, they're fearful to buy when the price is down. But I'll tell you what, I agree with you totally. I think things are going to take off. I think, I don't know when it's going to happen, but haven't seen anything like this in a couple of years. And these have been a really exciting couple of days. We'll be back here in just a moment with Melody Cederstrom. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly, if those of you who are not watching the gold and silver market, silver is up almost $3 at the present time, up close to about $30.50 an ounce today, and certainly gold is up $60 or $70 an ounce over the last week to 10 days. We seem to be having a breakout. Of course, we've seen the articles about how Lord Rothschild, George Soros and Jim Paulson, who heads one of the largest hedge funds in the world, are all investing heavily in gold, and I think that may have been part of it. But I also think that this was the time for the prices to begin going up, because the whole financial system of the world is beginning to quake. If you're watching things at the local hardware store, looking at the food in the grocery store, the prices are beginning to go up. And, of course, my guide, of course, is plywood. And about 2 months ago, I was going to buy a sheet of plywood. Our local store there was $9.95 for the 5/8 inch of the composite plywood. But I thought I'd put it off to the next week. The next week it was $10.95 for a sheet. But I thought, well, I'll wait for a little bit longer. Well, of course, the price went up then to $11.95 a sheet. And, of course, I bought at that point because I felt the price was going to go up. And sure enough, it went up, and yesterday it was $12.95 a sheet. It had gone up, actually, almost four times. Actually, I'm sorry, it was $13.95 a sheet. It had gone up 40% in a matter of less than 2 months. And I talked to the people at the Home Depot where we do our shopping, and they told me, oh, lumber is going up. A lot of things are going up. I think you're going to see that more and more. My wife and my son tell me that the price of food products is going up, maybe not 40% in the last 2 months. But you hang on to your hat, ladies and gentlemen. Well, basically, there are going to be very real shortages. Right now, certainly meat has not gone up because the farmers are desperate to get rid of their meat. They don't have anything to feed the cows. So they're unloading the cows and the chickens and the other animals at this time. But by the next year, there are going to be real shortages because all the beef, which ordinarily would be marketed next year, is being marketed at lower prices this year. And next year, I think you're going to be frightened when you see what's happening to the price of food and the price of staples. I think we're on the edge of a dramatic increase in prices, and I'm talking about 20 or 30%. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. I'd like to know what you're experiencing out there, and what do you think about that, Melody?
Well, it surprised me to find out that 74% of the items that we find at the grocery store is impacted with corn. You know, corn is a relation. It's a byproduct of corn. And 74%, I was a little surprised at that, a higher percentage of items that we find at the grocery store. So, yes, we're going to see significant prices in many of our items that we're purchasing. These are not going to go away. And you mentioned about those folks, the Soros, the Rothschilds, that are Paulson, that are purchasing gold. Well, yesterday it was also released. Dow Jones reported that PIMCO's Commodity Real Return Strategy Fund, they carry about $20 billion in assets. They raised their gold holdings to about 11.5% from 10.5%, so they increased it a full percentage point. And, of course, that position supposedly was taken back when gold had dipped toward the $1,500 level. So these folks know when to buy low and sell high. And so, again, and their concern, of course, was about our loose monetary policy, and again, the high levels of sovereign debt and the rising commodity prices. So, you know, here's another indication that big people, large groups, large funds are coming in or have already come into gold and silver. So it's very important. They're all there. They're not hiding it. They're reporting it. And I do believe something is brewing, and I think it's right around the corner.
And how much of this is being influenced by the very real possibility we're moving into a war, whether it's going to be a war with Syria, whether it's going to be a war with Iran, I don't know, but I do know that they are doing everything they can to certainly unite the Muslim world under the control of the radical extremist group called the Muslim Brotherhood that hates America. And, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood is well-financed. We finance it since its inception back in 1928. Why would you do that? Because you've got to have an enemy. And I believe there's going to be a terrible war with the Muslim world, a class of civilization that Samuel Huntington, professor of history at Harvard University, had warned against. And that is going to be this coming war between Western civilization and the Muslim world. And once again, we're going to be going to war with an enemy we've created and financed, exactly as happened in North Vietnam, exactly as happened during the Second World War, where, of course, we went to war with Germany, that, of course, was being funded and financed by American banks, and the weapons were built by American corporations, 100 American corporations, building the weapons that were going to be used to kill our boys on the beaches of Normandy and the Battle of the Bulge. And the average American cannot understand these things because they don't understand history, and most of the books that, of course, will be widely circulated will tell you the establishment lies. But fortunately, we have access to the books written by reliable people who suddenly have the information, can document what they say. The books which will not be published by the regular mainline media, because, of course, the last thing they want is for the American people to learn the truth. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest this evening is Melody Cederstrom, and certainly I'm very concerned about the increasing price of not only certainly of food, but I think we're going to see increasing in the price of certainly of hardware products. I think we're going to see increase in the price of medicines. I think we're going to see increasing prices certainly of clothing. We are already seeing a lot of the shirts, which are about 2 years ago for $19.95, are now $39.95. The government is simply lying to us about the rate of inflation. And they say that figures don't lie, but liars can sure figure. And they simply have changed the vehicle by which they calculate inflation, because the last thing they want the American people to know is the truth. And that is that prices are going up dramatically, and with that, the destruction of their life savings and everything they've put aside for their retirement. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, what saddens me and concerns me at the same time is there was a poll that came out. It was a new poll, and it showed that American citizens, the difficulty that they're experiencing in affording food for themselves and their family. And again, it's just another sign that shows that this country's economy, we're not on the road to recovery. We're not even stabilized. And there was a total of the poll over a period of time, it was through the Gallup organization by phone. And according to these findings, they were made public on the 21st of this month, about 1 in 5 Americans in 15 states say that they had trouble buying food at least once during the past 12 months. Nationwide, 18.2% of Americans so far in 2012 say there have been times when they could not afford the food they needed. And, of course, and it was the same as what they found in 2011. So things are not getting better. And this is in a country where we shouldn't have people having difficulties in purchasing food for themselves and their family.
Well, I think, Melody, the thing is that they are out intensely going to destroy the middle class here. Mm-hmm. That is their purpose. Basically, this is what's known as creative destruction. If you want to create this new global society, you have to destroy the old one. Creative new society, destroy the old one. That's what creative destruction is all about. And if you doubt that, is the real goal behind what's going on, go to your computer and Google in YouTube, Alan Greenspan, creative destruction. YouTube, Alan Greenspan, creative destruction. And if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call and tell us what Alan Greenspan says about this idea of creative destruction. But what Melody says is so true. A recent study has shown that it used to be, of course, that the middle class was taking about 62% of the income of the country. Today, the middle class is taking about 45%. In other words, their share of the income in America has gone down about 17% in the last couple of years, which means, of course, that the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, and more in the middle class are going to be forced into the relationship, into poverty. And this is not happening by accident. I believe this is a part of a carefully coordinated plan by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, this small group of people that control both political parties and makes mockery out of the electoral process. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest, of course, is Melody Cederstrom, and we have Herman calling from Carmel. Hi, Herman. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I also heard the radio broadcast this evening. And it said that the middle class has lost the last few years 28% of its wealth, and that's a shocking figure. And if you couple that with the massive deficit spending, which will eventually lead to inflation, then people will see their savings and their pensions wiped out. So those of you who are counting on $3,000-$4,000 a month or whatever it is to live on, you'll get that money, but it won't buy anything. really...
People really don't understand what happens with inflation. We've never had it here, or at least not to any real extent. But what we're seeing is an intentional destruction of the value of our currency. That's what inflation does. You create a lot of new currency, and this is what the Federal Reserve System is doing, and it has dramatically increased the amount of money in circulation. And with every dollar they create, why, of course, the value of the existing dollars decreases. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd like to know what you think. Our guest, Melody Cederstrom, will be right back. Melody, what do you think about what Herman is saying?
Well, he's absolutely correct. We have all these baby boomers. We have this money in these pension funds and all these savings. And folks, they're not going to be allowed to walk away with money. That money, what money they do walk away with, he's absolutely right. It's not going to buy anything. And we've seen it time and time again. They run these markets up. People become complacent. They feel comfortable. They keep their money there. And the next thing you know, the markets drop and they lose so much. Now they're perhaps breaking even to where they were from 4 or 5 years ago. And people will just sit there and ride it, and it's going to happen again, and they're just going to be lost with their funds. Things are not going to change. We're in a position where the U.S. can't become competitive. They can't do anything to fix it because it is so globalized at this point in time. It would be disastrous for any of the global economies. You'd have all this global liquidity dried up. So it just goes to show that this is all by design. They don't want it. They can't fix it. And the only thing that we can do is to preserve what we have and do what we can do on our own.
Well, I really believe, of course, that America is still powerful enough that we could simply withdraw from the rest of the world. We're large enough. We have enough prosperity here. We could certainly put up our tariffs. We could withdraw from a global sending our corporations overseas. We would change the tax structure so that the corporations that went overseas would pay their fair share of taxes, and the corporations that stayed at home would be rewarded with lower taxes. And when that would happen, of course, our corporations would come home again, and we would, if they had to pay tariffs to bring their products into this country, they would be producing here and would be making jobs in America. What people don't understand is the whole purpose of globalism is to destroy, to undermine the fabric of our society. And you read the articles in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and certainly the Washington Post, and understand, ladies and gentlemen, they're all controlled by the same people. Some pretend to be conservative, some pretend to be liberal, but the truth of the matter is none of them are telling us the truth. Why? Because their loyalty is not to America, but to this globalist dream. Well, anything else you'd like to say, Herman? Before we let you go.
Yes, I read an interesting article by a Mormon in Utah, and he brought up the issue of Mitt Romney's tax returns, and he asked the question. He said maybe the reason he's refusing to release more than 2 years of his tax return is because if he did, they would discover that he wasn't giving 10% to the church. In other words, to be a Mormon in good standing, you're supposed to give 10%. Now, he obviously gives a large amount because he's a wealthy man, but this man pointed out, he said there may be one standard for the average Mormon and another standard for the elite, and Mr. Romney is definitely part of an elite and has a high standing within his particular church. So it's just an interesting comment that was made that... he may not want to release it because then the Mormons would very quickly discover whether or not he was truly tithing.
Well, it's a very interesting thought, of course, basically. But so much of what's going on today is simply a show business, smoke and mirrors. I think that both Obama and Romney are controlled by exactly the same people, making mockery out of our electoral process. We'll be back here in just a moment. At Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have Herman on the line, and he was simply commenting that it may be that Romney, this was some Mormon had written in or called into a program and said, it may be that Romney is not releasing his tax returns other than those last couple of years because he has not been giving 10% of his income for charity. And that, of course, is what Mormons are supposed to do. And if he released them, the Mormons would realize that, of course, he may have given a lot of money, but he hasn't given 10%. Now, we don't know whether that's true or not. That's simply conjecture on the part of some Mormon, or at least a man who claims he's a Mormon, who obviously is not too supportive of Mitt Romney. We don't know. Maybe this whole thing simply is an issue, and it's come to the campaign. Suddenly he's going to release his tax returns, and we're going to find out what a great guy he really is. I don't know what's going to happen. What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
Well, I too, I believe he's just part of the system, and, you know, he is run by the same person who runs Obama. What's interesting is they came out today and drafts of the party platform for the convention next week noted that they're going to adopt at the convention a call for an audit of the Federal Reserve monetary policy and create a commission to look at restoring the link between the dollar and gold. And this move shows how after 5 years of this easy monetary policy and what we saw Congressman Ron Paul do, they're bringing this to the attention at the debate. The spokesman, a Republican congressman, had said that the issues were not adopted merely to placate Paul and the delegates that he picked up during his campaign for the party's nomination. I think that's exactly why they're doing it. And I think and it will be interesting to see how this convention goes. I can't remember how many delegates that Mr. Paul had that he did pick up, but I thought it was fairly significant.
Oh, it was well over 200, maybe even more than that. We really don't know, but we do know, of course, that the people who control both political parties, the last thing they would want would be any dissent. Certainly at times they've created third parties simply to get their favorite candidate in. We've seen them do this time and time again. But they'd never allow a third party, certainly with Ron Paul, because so many people would support him. And, of course, the last thing they want is for the people to have a choice. Basically, they want them to vote for candidate A, candidate B, and both of them are globalists. Both of them support the war. Both of them support torture. Both of them support massive government spending and welfare spending. And there's not a dime's worth of difference between them. Oh, they make a complain and argue back and forth. But if you come right down to it, the Republicans want to come up with taking $1 trillion out of the budget over the next 10 years. Cut the federal budget by $1 trillion in 10 years. Ladies and gentlemen, we're running a $1.5 trillion deficit every year. Do you really think that taking $1 trillion out of the deficit over a 10-year period is going to make any difference? By then, we'll be long since bankrupt, and America, as we've known it, will simply become a remembrance of things past. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Herman, did you have any other thoughts?
Well, the New World Order, order out of chaos, the same thing as Greenspan's destroying it and then rebuilding it, is it not?
Absolutely. We've got to destroy the old order so we can build this new order. That's what creative destruction is all about. It's all about globalism. Of course, it's just a fancy word for the new world order, a new world godless order, and it goes right along with the destruction of the financial system, destruction of our monetary system. But even more than that, destruction of the religious foundation of this country, which is why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, which is why, of course, there's so much antagonism to any public figure who professes his Christian beliefs. That, of course, is what this whole issue about this. This congressman who's running for Senate and basically made some remark about a woman being raped and perhaps their bodies would tend to reject the pregnancy. He probably was a foolish thing for it to have said, but the real reason that they want him to drop out is because he's a Christian. The last thing the Republicans would want is a real Christian crusader to be elected to the United States Senate. And so they keep hammering and making a big issue out of this. It's really about his Christian beliefs. Maybe he made a mistake. Tell me that Obama doesn't make mistakes all the time, and Romney, but we do not dwell on those. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Radio Liberty Network, and our guest this evening is Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And much you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, is everything going on in the United States, everything going on in Europe, It's all stage managed. Why? Because everything is being run with a timetable, and for some reason, this is the time when they're going to begin to undermine the fabric of our monetary system, and suddenly we can go back and we can see how they toppled Lehman Brothers. They did that intentionally. Lehman Brothers, suddenly in September, about the 11th or 12th of September, was a solvent bank. It engineered a run on the Lehman Bank over a weekend, and on the morning of the 15th of September, Lehman Brothers, one of the largest banks in the world, was financially insolvent, and that precipitated this whole house of cards. And they could have prevented that by lending the Lehman Brothers $100 million instead of that, where they've allowed the whole house of cards to come down. And because remember, Chris, they came up with $720 billion that they gave to the other banks, but there was no money available for Lehman Brothers because they wanted this to happen. And the same thing is happening over in Europe today. All of this is being engineered. Are they going to bring the European currencies to their knees? They're going to probably have Greece drop out temporarily, and that's going to crash the economy of Europe. And, of course, that will then be reflected in what's going on over here, because the Federal Reserve System has lent literally trillions of dollars to Europe. Where did the Federal Reserve System get the money? It created it out of nothing. And then that money comes funneling back into America, and more countries say, we don't want the American dollar. We certainly want to get out of the dollar. We do not want to use it as a reserve currency. At that point, trillions of dollars will become funneling back into America, and the value of your life savings will become certainly worthless. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and we do have some callers on the line. But before we go ahead, Melody, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get the information that you provide for them, why they should call you and consult with you about perhaps even purchasing some gold and silver.
I'd be happy to. Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They can visit our website at DGS for discount gold silver coins.com. That's DGSCOINS.com. And we do have a newsletter you can sign up for, and also our radio program. You can listen to them live at 4 p.m. Eastern, or archive to scroll down a little bit further, and we archive them on a weekly basis. And what I believe in and what I try to help my clients with is understanding gold and silver. And we try to educate on the various products, how they perform, how they're priced, so they can make an informed decision. We don't just tell people what to buy, and I certainly always look for items that have better value. Maybe there's an item that's underpriced. Maybe it didn't perform as well. Or maybe we were able to buy some at lower prices and we still have some in inventory. So we do things like that. We often run many specials. So we work with the clients. We work very hard to retain clients because we look forward to referrals. We look forward to helping families. And we look forward to, you know, sometimes families, when they distribute their wealth with their children and grandchildren, we're here to help. So we encourage everyone to give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. We have great prices. We ship very promptly. And we just do a heck of a job here at Discount Gold and Silver.
And, Sydney, I can attest to that. We've had Melody with us for probably 8 or 9 years. We've never had any complaints at all about the service or the quality of the products. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But, ladies and gentlemen, we are on the edge, and I honestly believe this, of some cataclysmic changes in the financial system, and there's no better way to destroy a great nation than to destroy the foundation of its monetary system. The enemy is not terrorism. The enemy is not communism. The enemy is not Nazism. The enemy is right here in America, and it is the globalists who would destroy our nation. Paul from Michigan, what part of Michigan are you from, and what's your question?
Pontiac, Michigan. Yeah, what's that cataclysmic kind of rings the bell. That's what I wanted to talk to Melody about. You know, I don't understand all the laws and everything and don't know that much about that stuff. But, you know, I'm thinking a couple things. I'm seeing in this a very likely possibility we're going to see a super financial collapse is one thing. The other thing that kind of concerns me that I hear people talking, it sounds a little crazy to me, but maybe it isn't. They're saying that they believe that Obama or Romney may be the Antichrist. So what happens on the financial collapse with the gold? Are they going to be able to just confiscate our gold? Or, you know, how's that work?
Well, Melody, what are your thoughts about that?
I couldn't hear him very well.
Well, basically, he said that this idea of a cataclysmic event, financial event, he had heard a lot about this, and some people are saying that either Obama or Romney or the Antichrist, and then, of course, he wants to know what's going to happen as far as this crisis that's coming, and whether they're going to confiscate our gold and how that would work. So how would you, he has a whole flock of questions, a little bit confusing, but basically I think he is being very honest. He's very concerned, and rightfully so, about what's going on. What do you think will happen to the individual as we move into this financial crisis? Do you think the government will try to confiscate the gold and silver and the wealth of the American people to maintain the wealth of the elite who control both political parties?
Well, I don't know if Obama and Romney is the Antichrist, but I do know there's evil in this country. And I do know that. I do believe we're going to have a financial collapse. And whether they confiscate gold or not, I don't know. You can debate it. I can create a very good argument for it and against it. I believe it's history. We need to know that they did do it at one time. But that's to keep people from buying it. I think that gold and silver, I think you're going to see it regulated and somehow in the future. Does that equate to confiscation? I don't think so. I think people who sell coins to avoid confiscation, they're creating a fear to get you into a type of coin. I sell coins all the time that do provide a protection against confiscation, but that's not my goal of talking about and educating people on those coins. That's like lower on the bottom of it. It just happens to be one of the benefits. I had someone ask me today that they're hearing that there's rumors going around that gold is going to be taxed 70, 80, or 90%. Well, if they did that, that is a form of confiscation. But I don't think they're going to do that. I think that's ridiculous, and I don't know who's, you know, spreading that around. But I'll guarantee you they're trying to sell something else, and they're trying to get people not to buy gold for those reasons. I do not see 70, 80, and 90% tax on gold. So confiscation is important to know. That shouldn't keep you. And I have people who buy silver to avoid confiscation. I don't think that should be the main focus either.
And I personally think that there is a real effort to frighten people into not buying gold.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back and see what happened during the 1930s when they confiscated gold, most Americans did not turn in their gold. I mean, 75% of the Americans did not turn in their gold. I don't know if anybody was ever punished or put in prison for not turning in their gold, but most Americans just wouldn't do it because they knew it was unconstitutional, and it is unconstitutional. If they tried to put people in prison, they would bring up the subject of the Federal Reserve System, which is a conspiracy of this so-called Brotherhood of Darkness. The last thing they would want would be a court case when people could bring up the truth about what's going on. And this small group of people who run both political parties and take us from war to war to war, who've been backing and financing this whole radical terrorist movement. I mean, then all you need to do is simply point out that recently the Israelis released 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier. How could you explain that? At the present time, we are financing 650,000 men over there in Afghanistan to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda. In fact, there was an article recently by Mortimer Zuckerman, Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations editor of U.S. News and World Report, and he was commenting that there's less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Less than 100. Well, actually, the figure is closer to 50. So why do we have all those troops over there? If anybody ever went before a jury and was able to bring out the truth about this conspiracy we're talking about the Brotherhood of Darkness, that's the last thing that the other side wants. They do not want any exposure. And I really don't think that they're going, of course, to confiscate gold. I could be wrong. I think what you want to do is diversify your holdings and get into different types of coins and certainly into different precious metals. You could put some into platinum. You could put something into silver. Put some into gold. And that's where you'd want to talk to Melody. She knows a lot more about that than I do. Paul, does that answer your question?
Yeah, I got one more. I wanted Melody to give her number again, but I got another question for her. If we buy the gold and silver through her, will we get gold and silver, or do we get a piece of paper that says we own gold and silver? What do we get, or how does it work?
You will get the physical gold and silver. I don't believe at this point in time anybody should own gold and silver by certificate. I don't believe your gold should be stored overseas. I don't believe you should be trading gold on the Internet. I believe at this point in time, the first defense is to take physical delivery of your coins. So you would be getting the actual coin, gold and silver.
Okay, does that answer your question, Paul?
Yeah, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, very good. Thank you for calling. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yeah, I just want to say God bless everybody, and we thank you, Dr. Stan, and thank you, Melody, because I really believe that things are not going to get better, and they're going to get worse, and I wish they would get better, but, you know, I thank you for helping everybody to get ready for this, and whoever's listening, you better listen up, because things aren't going to go very well. It don't look good.
Okay, God bless. Thanks very much, Paul. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, maybe you disagree. Maybe you think that this is just all fear talk and everything's going to be just fine. All we have to do is just keep doing what we're doing. And we'll have a little depression and then things will come back. And America will be like it used to be. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been at this for 50 years, and I can tell you with as much assurance as I can of everything, of anything, that America is not going to be the way it was before. We've seen the best days of this nation. This nation's turned its back on God, and when a nation turns its back on God, God does bring judgment to that nation. That's the story of the Old Testament. That's why they don't want you reading it. That's why they don't want you to understand the history of the world. This last 6,000 years is the last thing they want you to understand, is that God does interfere in the affairs of men. Well, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Melody, we've got about 5 minutes for you to sort of get some of your thoughts out here.
Well, Paul is absolutely correct. We do, and you, Dr. Stan, bad things are coming. I look every day with hope that I could find something, that maybe somebody is there doing something. But what concerns me more, and I believe that it's coming quicker and sooner than later, is that the change of climate, and we talk about the Paulsons and the Rothschilds, and we talk about, we saw Warren Buffett eliminate the majority of his muni bonds. You know, we have all these cities here in this country that are so ready to go bankrupt. And I don't think people really realize how so many of these things affect them directly.
Oh, well, I think that Warren Buffett sold the derivatives. He had them guaranteeing the validity and the stability of those municipal bonds. And of course, that's a very, very smart thing to do, because he's anticipating that many of our communities across America are going bankrupt, and he doesn't want to be the people or the person who's guaranteeing their municipal bonds. A lot of people have said he bought bonds, and then they bought derivatives from Warren Buffett to make sure that they were going to get the dividend they were promised. And apparently Warren Buffett has closed out all of those derivative contracts because he thinks those communities are going under, and he doesn't want to be called to reimburse people who are going to lose everything because they bought and had they were foolish enough to buy municipal bonds. Go right ahead.
Well, it's also interesting. I wonder how much of that is also related to the LIBOR scandal, because so many of our cities had rates tied to that in their for their bonds and so forth. So it makes you wonder what type of impact, and if that was one of the reasons, you know, why this is all happening at this moment. But we've seen so many changes that are coming out with the way things are being processed, and so it feels like things are just being geared up, and it's a very, at least people have things that they can do, that they can prepare. They can prepare with their food, their water, their safety, and, of course, they can preserve their wealth through this time. We'd be more than happy to work with people, answer questions. That's what we do. We'll spend time with you. We're not high-pressured salespeople. You know, we don't. If we get your phone number, we're not going to call you until you end up hanging up on us. We very rarely will call you unless you want us to call you, because we are so thorough. And what we do when we explain everything to you, when you buy gold, you can forget about the markets and you can feel secure that you're being protected.
And I think that you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that originally in this country, all money was to be related to gold and silver. And certainly states and municipalities could issue paper money. But of course, it had to be redeemable in gold and silver. Our founding fathers wanted a stable currency, but an evil group of people, of course, took over this country early on and then began issuing paper money until, and then, of course, gradually, step by step, little by little, did away with the monetary, the true backing by gold and silver. So today, all you have is paper with green ink on it, and it's pretty, in many instances, not worth the paper it's printed on. Well, Melody, you go right ahead. We've got 3 minutes, and then I'll let you go.
I think there is also could be an additional reason why the gold standard is being returned to the political stage for the first time in 30 years with a gold commission that is set to become part of the Republican Party policy. And again, I think it's mainly due to Ron Paul's delegates. But something else that's important, it is becoming in front. And I think with this type of announcement and discussions, and does it mean anything? I don't know. My guess, probably not. But at least it's being discussed. And I would think this could also have a significant impact on gold, to where we could also see higher prices because of it. So, again, gold is coming to the forefront. It's being discussed. I believe gold is going to be played in a very major part in the future worldwide. We continue to see China wanting to buy more. More countries are buying gold. We're also seeing we're going to have the wedding season for India coming up. These are great. It's a great time to be getting in on these lower prices.
And I think that people must understand that things always go much further than we anticipate them. I think, of course, as gold goes up, it's going to go far higher than we anticipate, and the same thing will be true for the price of silver. And I believe, of course, they are manipulated up. I believe they're manipulated down. But as the value of our currency is progressively destroyed, I think the value of gold will go up. Now, that doesn't mean gold is becoming more valuable. But what it does mean, of course, is that your currency is becoming worth less and less and less. And I believe the price of gold and silver has been kept down artificially. I agree with you. We could certainly see a $3,000, $5,000 gold. We could see $10,000 gold. We don't know where it's going. We don't know where silver is going. But we do know one thing, and that is the monetary system that we have today is going to be destroyed. I think there are people who'd like to take us into a cashless society. I think they're going to have a very difficult time doing that. And I think that what we have to do is keep talking about, of course, the spiritual implications of what's going on today. And that there really are truly evil and demonic forces who want to take us into a situation where you'll neither buy nor sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast and known by the number of his name. Right now, of course, they want everybody to have a cell phone, so you can simply wave that cell phone over the monitor there at the desk where you're buying your products. Maybe that's going to be how this is going to be handled. We don't know. Melody, God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, you enjoy our programs with Melody Cederstrom. You must understand what's going on today. They're in the process of destroying the value of our currency, and their goal is to impoverish the American people. And those of you who have not yet done what I suggested, that is to go onto Google and type in YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. And you'll hear Alan Greenspan talking about the necessity of destroying the old order. What's the old order? That's the order we have now, built upon a gold and silver currency, and they intend to bring about a new globalist society. And you want to see how it all fits together? We have a talk on the financial tsunami. And we have another talk, I believe it's called The Financial Armageddon. They're both available by calling Radio Liberty at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, I need to remind you, we're going to be having an all-day seminar here in the Central Coast of California on October 21st. We're bringing in some great guests, and it'll start early in the morning, go until late in the afternoon. If you are going to be coming, I suggest you call and make your reservations, because now you can get a better rate on your hotel room. After the 20th of September, those special rates will be gone. So if you're interested in coming, call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Hope to see you there. We're also going to be talking on the 15th of September in Colorado. And if you live in that area, you can call our 800 number, and they'll put you in touch with the people who are putting that talk on as well. Well, I do need to let you know that we're having financial problems. We've had to drop our shortwave. Program tonight will not be on shortwave after the first of next month. We will have 1 hour in the afternoon. That's 4 o'clock Pacific at 7 o'clock Eastern time. That shortwave program we'll maintain because there are a lot of people who do not have a computer. But certainly most people do have a computer. They can hear us on the computer. They can hear us on their cell phone. They can hear us on a regular telephone, an iPod, iPhone, all sorts of means of getting Radio Liberty spontaneously. And if you want more information, call our 800 number. And suddenly we have radio stations across America. We recommend people get a KU band satellite system where you can listen to us and myself and Joyce Riley 24 hours a day. Joyce and I have a KU satellite site, and I'm on 9 hours a day. Joyce is on 9 hours a day. And we hope that you'll give serious consideration to getting a KU band satellite. And then, of course, we want you to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We want you to hear my talk on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret. And then, of course, my more recent talk on population control, the covert agenda. Because there really is a plan to kill off most of the people in the world. And to a lot of people, that just sounds ridiculous. Who in their right mind would want to kill off most of the people in the world? And the answer to that is nobody in their right mind. We're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing with people who worship a different God and have an intense hatred of humanity and specifically of the United States, because America was originally founded as a Christian nation, and these people hate Christianity. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. That is why, of course, in the countries that we have occupied over in the Middle East today, Afghanistan, Iraq, we've established new nations there, new constitution, under Sharia law, which has driven the Christians out, and they're using our military throughout the world to destroy Christianity. When you understand that, things begin to make sense. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, and we hope you'll go to our website where you can, of course, read our newsletters, watch our DVDs, read our newsletters at no expense, and then we ask you to pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty.